Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks for holding this important hearing on the next steps for positive train control implementation. I want to thank the panel of witnesses, and we look forward to hearing your perspective on how railroads will meet that deadline of 2020 to fully implement PTC. The importance of this life-saving technology was made abundantly clear in my state of Washington, December 2017, when the Amtrak Cascade 501 derailed around a bend near DuPont, Washington, and fell into the highway before claiming three lives and injuring 65 people. The National Transportation Safety Board investigation found that PTC would have prevented this tragedy. But sadly, this is just one of many PTC preventable tragedies. In fact, since the National Transportation Safety Board first recommended positive train control implementation, PTC could have prevented over 150 different crashes and many fatalities and injuries. So I'm pleased that Chairman Wicker shares my commitment to making sure that 2020 is a full PTC implementation deadline and that this committee takes its oversight role seriously when it comes to positive train control. It's unacceptable that in the year 2019, we still have not fully implemented this support and safety, and even when PTC has been fully implemented according to the Federal Railroad Administration, there will still be miles of tracks that have not been part of PTC. They will be exempted, including over 1,400 miles of track used by Amtrak. Both the NTSB and Amtrak expressed concerns about this during a previous committee hearing last month, and we followed up that hearing to seek more information from FRA about the safety measures that should be in place where PTC is not operational. This includes speed limit action plans, adequate crew training, and PTC equivalent technologies. I want to thank Administrator Batory for the FAR response sent to my letter and for your commitment to ensuring safety everywhere that Amtrak operates. This will help prevent another DuPont, Washington accident from happening again. Even with PTC in place, we have to continue to prioritize safety. No technology is a cure-all or a complete replacement for well-trained engineers and conductors who have strong safety cultures at a railroad and for the track maintenance and the structurally sound railroad cars that are needed. That said, implementing PTC is truly a major step forward for safety, and I know it has been a long time coming to get where we are today. Railroads and especially commuter railroad system have faced many challenges, so I look forward to the opportunity to hear from the witnesses about the steps to have PTC fully implemented everywhere and to make sure it is required on our national rail system. And look forward to asking specific questions about that implementation and the 1,400 miles of track that won't be covered. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.